The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Nothing perfect or considered, but we're so damn good. It's the story of your life. You're moving down the page, and you know you're on your way. The story of your life. You live it every day. You can run, you run, but you won't get away.
Morning, Glory America. Bonjour. Hi, Canada. Hugh Hewitt inside the Beltway in the ReliefFactor.com studio. Good Thursday morning to you. Thank you to Colonel Kurt Schlichter, who sat in for me yesterday as I prepare to depart East Coast for West. And Colonel Kurt will be back a few times next week, along with Bob Franz, to do penance for not wanting Baker Mayfield in Cleveland. Mark Davis from Dallas to do penance for not admitting the Browns dominated the Cowboys. We have a great week for you next week. I hope throughout that week you will support those hosts and continue to donate as much as you can to the Angel Tree effort over at HughHewitt.com. Angel Tree is so critical to making this season work for children across the United States with one or both prison parents in prison. It's the absolute necessity for more than 350,000 children who receive gifts and notes from their parents and Bibles at this time of the year because of Angel Tree. It helps young ladies like this one named Cassidy, who tells us about her father in prison.
When I was younger, my dad was never in my life. He was in and out of my life. It was kind of hard, like him not being there, because it was just me and my mom. And Angel Tree made me feel like my dad really loved me and thinks about me all the time. So if you're thinking about donating to Angel Tree, it's a really good thing to do to contribute to us kids, because it'll make us feel special and make us feel like we're important in life, and it'll make us feel loved, you know, and everyone wants to feel loved. Thank you, Angel Tree, for helping me connect with my dad. Makes me feel important.
That's exactly what it does. It gives Christmas joy, connects children with their parents who are in prison, and you can make it happen. Give your best gift today over at HughHewitt.com. Just go to the top, find the Angel Tree banner. I know a lot of you have said, I'm going to do that. You say it to yourself every morning when you listen to me going to work, and then you forget to do it. So I remind you today, do it. Write a little thing on your hand with pen, A-T, Angel Tree. That'll make you remember to go to, or H-H-A-T, HughHewitt.com. And thank you. I've got to talk about the Facebook lawsuits. What a disaster. What a mistake. What an absolute self-inflicted shot in the foot by the FTC and 48 attorney generals, and I'll explain why at length. Let me first, however, give you an update out of Georgia. You know, the Republicans have to win those seats. Purdue and Loeffler have to win. Not only to maintain control of the Senate, everything depends upon that. You've heard the president talk about that. The president's been 100% behind them. Here's what he said in Georgia on Saturday, cut number five.
If you don't vote, the socialists and the communists win. They win. Georgia patriots must show up and vote for these two incredible people. And I'm telling you, they're two of the finest people you'll ever meet.
Here's what he also said at that rally, cut number eight.
David's opponent, we're gathered here tonight to ensure, a very important word, ensure, because these are two great, great people that I know so well and respected by everybody in Washington and beyond. that David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler win the most important congressional runoff probably in American history. I really believe that. I think it's an American.
And then on the other hand, this is what Chuck Schumer says to you people in Atlanta. The radio ratings came out yesterday on Atlanta, and I'm in the top 10 in the morning. All the people being listened to in the morning, bigger than any of these television shows, you're all listening to me driving to work. That's good. It's true in Macon. It's true in Savannah. It's true all over the state. Here's what Chuck Schumer thinks about your state. He wants to annex it to Manhattan. Cut number one.
Now we take Georgia, and then we change the world.
Yeah!
I'm sorry, can you repeat that, Mr. Schumer?
Now we take Georgia, and then we change America.
Okay, I love Chuck Schumer. He makes it so easy for me because he makes it obvious for you people in Georgia what he's up to. You early risers, you're going to work. You're going to spend your whole day working. And Chuck Schumer wants to raise your taxes. He wants to destroy the defenses of America, cut slash defense funding, defund the police, as does Raphael Warnock, as does John Ossoff, the lightweight left of AOC, empty suit. Raphael Warnock is so left-wing, they got a grab now from his 2016 sermon on Fidel Castro. Cut number nine.
We pray for the people of Cuba in this moment. We remember Fidel Castro, whose legacy is complex. Don't let anybody tell you a simple story. Life usually isn't very simple. His legacy is complex. Kind of like America's legacy is complex.
Fidel Castro's legacy is not complex. He is a tyrant killer. He is a despot. That's like saying Hitler's legacy is complex. Stalin's legacy is complex. Mao's legacy is complex. No, they're not. They're communist killers. Fidel Castro is a communist killer. Raphael Warnock saying that Castro's legacy is complex simply disqualifies him from the Senate. And if you're listening to me, tell all your friends. I'll play it again. This isn't a soundbite snatched away. Neither is this. You know what Raphael Warnock said about the military? Cut number four.
America, nobody can serve God and the military.
That's not complex. Neither is this. Cut number nine, Raphael Warnock.
We pray for the people of Cuba in this moment. We remember Fidel Castro, whose legacy is complex. Don't let anybody tell you a simple story. Life usually isn't very simple. His legacy is complex. Kind of like America's legacy is complex.
Stop right there. America's legacy is not complex. It is of a flawed beginning and now full fruition of freedom, always expanding unless the left wins like Raphael Warnock. More freedom, more liberty, more growth, more happiness. Eric Swalwell got caught in a honeypot. He got seduced by a Chinese spy. He should have resigned yesterday. Instead, he went on Jim Sciutto yesterday and blamed Donald Trump for sleeping with a Chinese honeypot. Cut number 12.
And I was a little surprised to read about my cooperation in that story because the story says that, you know, there was never a suspicion of wrongdoing on my part. And all I did was cooperate. And the FBI said that yesterday. But the wrongdoing here, Jim, is that at the same time this story was being leaked out is the time that I was working on impeachment on the House Intelligence and Judiciary Committees. And if this is
a country, he is not a victim. He's a dupe. He got duped by a Chinese Communist Party spy, and he slept with her. I don't know if he was married at the time. I haven't looked into that. If you sleep with a Chinese Communist spy, have the decency to leave the Intel Committee. It's why Ron Burr had to leave the Intel Committee in North Carolina, because they've been compromised. You got to get off. Eric Swalwell has got to get off. Rick Grinnell explained this on Hannity last night on Fox News with Hannity, the former director of National Intelligence, Rick Grinnell. Cut number 15.
Look, I think it's even worse than just hypocrisy. We're accustomed to hypocrisy in Washington, D.C. But you said it right, Sean, that, look, Russia is a problem. But China is a crisis, and we've known it's been a crisis for a very long time. I think that there needs to be a Gang of Eight, this intelligence group investigation. Certainly, acting chairman Marco Rubio and Chairman Schiff should immediately call the intelligence committees together. They should get a confidential classified briefing on what Eric Swalwell knew and how much did he give away? Because the reality is he spent years downplaying the China threat and overhyping the Russian threat. This is playing exactly into what the Chinese want people to do. They want to be under the radar. Eric Swalwell did exactly what the Chinese wanted. We need to figure out, are there others? And I can tell you without giving away too much intelligence, this is the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the leverage that China is putting on our politicians. There's many, many more.
Wouldn't the Bidens be up there in that category?
There's a variety of mayors, governors, senior people. Look, wow. The other thing that we've got to point to is that Eric Swalwell
said... I can't let you gloss over that. Mayors, governors, senior officials, what?
There's a whole bunch, Sean, and more should be coming out. They've all received defensive briefings, and there's a lot more to it. This is the tip
of the iceberg. This is one of many spies, but Eric Swalwell is the one she betted. Who knows what their pillow talk was? He should be out of the Congress today, and I will be back to tell you more after the break. It's the Hugh Hewitt Show. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. A 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.
Bring a torch, Jeanette Isabella. Bring a torch, come swiftly and run. Christ is born, tell the folk of the village. Jesus is sleeping in his cradle. Beautiful is the mother, beautiful is the son. Ring a toll.
Welcome back, America. Hugh Hewitt. Chilly, chilly, chilly here in the Beltway. Kurt Schlichter sat in for me yesterday. Thank you, Kurt. He'll be back next week along with Bob Franz and Mark Davis as I wagon train to the West Coast safely, going back for the winter time for Christmas and the holidays. And I want to tell everyone out there that the Facebook suit, the lawsuit brought by the FTC and the 48 state attorney generals, is a nightmare. It is bad for America. I own no Facebook stock. I have no relationship with the company. I've met Mark Zuckerberg a couple of times. That's it. All I do know about the company is what's in the national security interest. I have Undersecretary Keith Kroc on later in the program. And Keith Kroc runs the Clean Network for the United States from the Department of State. I think you'll hear him say that we've got to focus on TikTok and the Chinese threat, the Chinese Communist Party threat to our networks, not destroy our homegrown titans of industry. Yes, there are things we need to do about collecting privacy. Restraints have to be put on all companies, not Facebook. But these idiotic antitrust suits do nothing but drain our edge, an edge that the United States need. And I think people who are applauding just are ill-informed about the stakes here, completely ill-informed. And legislators, federal legislators, you should step in, preempt this, and legislate. If we need legislation to protect privacy, I'm all for it. I think we ought to just ban the collection of data. If we need legislation to assure that the NSA, the National Security Agency, has access to all the algorithms and all of the technology they've got, then pass that legislation. Do not break up these companies. That is stupid. That is playing into the hands of the CCP, like breaking up our Navy because it's too strong, because it's the only Navy we have. It's just idiotic, and it's showboating. The Attorney General did not bring it. I do not trust anything brought by independent agencies or state attorneys general that is not privacy-related. This breakup thing is just stupid. What do the markets think about it? This is brought to you by Birch Gold. And if you need to buy gold this holiday season, it's the best present. It is absolutely the best present. Not only that, they'll throw in silver when you buy some gold. Silver for the kids' stocking, gold for yours. Or gold for the children and you're really serious about saving for them, give them gold. They cannot spend it. It goes into the safety deposit box. Give your aging mom and dad gold. That will provide them security. Give your adult children gold. That will provide them future down payments and security against turbulence. Give yourself gold and move a portion of your retirement into gold. And Birch Gold does it all. All you have to remember is HughGold.com, HughGold.com, or text my name, Hugh, H-U-G-H, to 474747. That connects you with the most reliable, the most trustworthy company in the gold business. And there's some bad ones out there, but not Birch. Thousands of five-star reviews, great customer service. Just go to HughGold.com. Yesterday was a bad day on the market. The Dow was down 105, the NASDAQ down 243, and the S&P down 29. Pay no attention to this stuff. This is up and down trading based upon whether or not a COVID relief bill will pass. And so the market swings of yesterday and today, if they get a bill, it'll go up. And so that's not long-term investing, that's trading. I'm an investor, not a trader. Pay no attention to that stuff. But this morning overseas, England and Germany are both up. As the Brexit negotiations close in on a hard deadline Sunday, they got to get a deal by Sunday or there'll be a hard Brexit. Gold is at 1839, just up a touch, still a great entry point. Light crude is at $46. People do expect a recovery next year. The 10-year treasury is still under one, so it remains a very low inflationary area. But gold, buy it now before inflation arrives. You will have made the best investment of your life. At Birch Gold via HughGold.com, HughGold.com. I'm coming right back. I'm going to talk to you about Facebook and explain to you why this is a stupid, stupid move by the FTC, by the 48 Attorney General. It's gold digging, not on the right part. It's just showboating and a very bad move for America. I'm a conservative. I'm a free market guy. Mostly I'm a national security guy, and this hurts everything. And I'll tell you why when I come back on the Hugh Hewitt Show. Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt. I'm trying to find the new movie about Herman Cain, a really inspiring human being. And it's not up at salemnow.com yet, but it will be soon, and you can use my name, Hugh, when it appears. It's going to be up today sometime, I think. And Herman Cain, I did an event with him back when he was running, I think, in 2008 in Cleveland. You've never met a more wonderful, vibrant, extraordinary human being. Rose from nothing to become chairman of Godfather's Pizza, ran for president in a upturning. He was in love with the fare tax, and we argued about that because I thought that was nonsense. But he was just an ebullient, lovely, spirit-filled man. And a movie about Herman Cain is just a wonderful idea. And it's not posted yet at salemnow.com, but it will be. A lot of good films over there. And you can always use my name, Hugh, to get the best discount going. But I just would encourage you to head over and find it. Keep checking back and find it. You're gonna love it. The Trump I Know is up there now. And I love the Trump I know, done by friends of mine. But Herman Cain is coming. So go over there and get it. Let me tell you a little bit about this Facebook lawsuit. I promised this a couple of times. And I was upset when I saw this last night because I thought to myself, and I'm going to talk with Keith Kroc, who's the undersecretary in charge of the Clean Network over at State. It matters a lot that we maintain our technology edge. It matters a lot that TikTok be banned in the United States, and Trump is trying to do that. He's trying very much to keep TikTok out and keep American companies ahead. But yesterday, the Federal Trade Commission in 46 states sued Facebook, accusing the social media giant of buying and freezing out small startups to choke competition. Now, I've met Mark Zuckerberg twice. I email with him occasionally. I have no ties to the company. I do not own Facebook stock. I do not lobby. I don't make any money from them. I want to be clear about it. They don't even advertise, I don't think. I don't think they have any advertising on the Salem Network. I got no ties to it. I am a patriot. And I love big tech for a lot of reasons, and I loathe them for a lot of reasons. I worry about their collection of data. That concerns me. And I worry when Apple won't unlock their phones when we're chasing terrorists. That concerns me. And that's the only thing. How big they are does not concern me because they're competing against international actors that are every bit as big as them. They are competing against TikTok. They are competing against other giants from totalitarian countries, and they are winning. And they provide our engineering edge. They provide our software edge. They provide our artificial intelligence edge. You know that Facebook provides DOD with many training tools. So we get this FTC commissioner, who I've never heard of. Sure, he's a fine person, showboating. We find 46 attorney generals. The only smart one that I know of really well is Dave Yost in Ohio. I don't know if he's in on this. I hope not. Josh Hawley was a state attorney general who I trusted on the privacy stuff. He never suggested an antitrust suit to bring it up. He wanted to get privacy restrictions, which I support. But breaking up Facebook is a stupid, stupid move. It will cost billions in legal fees. It will sap energy. They want to make them spin off WhatsApp, or what did they buy? Instagram and WhatsApp. Is that what they got? That's what upset them. Yeah, Instagram and WhatsApp. Tell me, does that bother you? I was there at the D.C. Circuit as a young lawyer when the AT&T breakup was just wrapping up. The nightmare that was the AT&T breakup went on forever. Luckily, I never got sucked into the Microsoft antitrust nightmare. So this is just showboating by an outgoing appointee. The new administration should tackle this. This has got nothing to do with your well-being, and it definitely hurts American national security. We need to own that space. American companies, they do need to put America first. There needs to be law that requires the NSA, the National Security Agency, to have access to all their algorithms, to all their secrets, to all the potential for the companies to keep us safe. And I would support a law that prohibited the collection of data on people, and I wouldn't even allow opt-in. They ought to be private. They ought to be subscription companies and companies that make their money from advertising. They ought not. You know, in the United States, the 13th Amendment forever forbids indentured servitude and slavery. And it was long overdue. This country was founded on the original sin of slavery. Do you know that in a different way, one that's not physically restraining, the data that is collected about you can restrain your life, can shape your life, can make you vulnerable to information attacks? I do not like the collection of data on people. I do not want my grandchildren to grow up in a world where everything is known about them, where they are and what they're doing, what their preferences are. I don't want ads targeted at them. I do not want news targeted at them. It's a terrible development to put people in a bubble of their own click choices run by algorithms that are artificial intelligence powered, driving everything that you see, cocooning you in a blue bubble or a red bubble or a purple bubble. That's very bad, and you can pass laws interfering with that. But to break up companies that are the genius of American productivity, stupid. To destroy the competitive edge of where we lead the world, stupid. And as I read through this, and I look at the dames, and I see, I know what these guys are up to, these gals and guys. They're showboating. They're looking for their names to be in the paper. Ian Comer, director of the FTC's Bureau of Competition. All right. How many of you have ever heard of Ian Comer? Facebook's actions to entrench and maintain its monopoly deny consumers the benefits of competition. How many of you feel like competition is denied? This is not a railroad where the price is being set for the shipment of your goods. This is not when Ma Bell had one phone. I never go on Facebook. Never. There's a Hugh Hewitt Show Facebook page that's maintained by our team to make sure you get the best of the Hugh Hewitt Show. Doesn't involve me at all. There are lots of other radio shows competing in that space. People go there or they go to my YouTube page or they follow me on Twitter because they like me. There are lots of ways Parler is sprouting up to compete with Twitter. I do not know why anyone would believe that Ian Comer, the director of FTC's Bureau of Competition, no doubt a career appointee, why would anyone think he has the technological ability or genius to be able to understand this marketplace? Then I see Letitia James, maybe America's worst attorney general, New York's Attorney General Letitia James, asserting that Facebook has used its dominance and monopoly power to crush smaller rivals and snuff out competition, all at the expense of everyday users, making billions by converting personal data into a cash cow. She has no idea what she is talking about. None. Zero. The FTC voted 3-2 to file the lawsuit. The agency's two Democrats joined the Republican chairman, Joseph Simmons, for the suit. It is just nuts. Completely idiotic. And people ought to stand up and say, they're not my friends, I don't know them. But this is just the government being a bully boy, destroying American competitive edge and the livelihood and the advantage that we have, and not addressing the real problem. For headlines, there is a theory in economics called public choice doctrine. Government agencies and government actors do things to enhance their power and their standing in the public eye. That's what this is. Public choice theory explains. Jealousy and the need for publicity. There is zero economic benefit in it for you. There is zero privacy protection in it for you. They didn't even address privacy in this. They did not address national security concerns in this. This is an idiotic showboating play for the attention by the FTC and a bunch of attorneys general. And you should be up in arms. You should be telling your congressmen, including people like Josh Hawley, who are good on this issue, to rein in the FTC and rein in these, pass a preemptive statute, say, we will figure out big tech. Nobody else move. Not the FTC. This is not the Attorney General. The Attorney General brought a suit against Google. My eyebrows were up at that, but at least it's Bill Barr, who's smart enough to handle this sort of stuff. If it was Bill Barr. I'm not sure it was, but I think it was. I am very, very reluctant. I have been down this road. I was there for AT&T. I watched the Microsoft. I just know how incompetent the government is on these matters. They do not have the expertise. They do not understand the marketplace. They do damage to American industries. They advantage the Chinese Communist Party. That's what people have to understand. They advantage the Chinese Communist Party. When we are doing everything we can to bring people into the clean network, which Undersecretary Kroc is coming on later to talk about, we have to worry about TikTok. We have to worry about Huawei. We do not have to worry about American companies based in Silicon Valley making money for Americans. It's just stupid. Completely counterproductive. And every free market aficionado out there knows that this is nothing like the market domination that gave rise to the antitrust laws. This is nothing like what happened when the railroads dominated the United States. Nothing at all. I don't teach antitrust. I teach con law, but I know about the Sherman Antitrust Act. I knew it grew up under Grover Cleveland and Benjamin Harrison and Teddy Roosevelt. The progressives got into this trust busting, and that's fine. These are not the trusts of old. This has got nothing to do with it. It's just showboating, absolute headline whoring that should have no place whatsoever in American policymaking. So get on the horn and tell your representatives and your senators to stop this. And send David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler back. We cannot have radicals like Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, who don't know anything about this stuff, show up and start making speeches about Facebook. or about Amazon or about Twitter or Google. There are problems. There are issues. There are important books like Franklin Foer's World Without Mind. There are important issues to understand. But honest to goodness, showboating by government people always drives me crazy. Always drives me crazy. We come back. I'd like to know what you think about that. 1-800-520-1234. You don't have to like Facebook. You don't have to like Google and Twitter. You don't have to like Amazon. But you've got to like government even less. Government does not know what it's doing 9 out of 10 times, 99 out of 100 times. So 1-800-520-1234. Give me a call. Time for my relief factor. Got on, did my 6 miles yesterday. It is cold inside the Beltway, friends. Cold. But I said to the fetching Mrs. Hewitt, we got to get out there. We're not in California yet. Our winter retreat. It's time to take our relief factor and get going. I think we need to send a bunch of relief factor to Michigan. Because the poor big blue boys, they can't come out and play at the horseshoe. They were so afraid of getting smacked down by 50 points, they called off the game. Jim Harbaugh's job is on the line. He couldn't get embarrassed again, so Michigan University went away. Michigan. They just did not show up. It's the only way that Jim Harbaugh cannot get beat by Ohio State. 15 out of 16 times Michigan has lost in the last 16 years. So we should send some relief factor up to Ann Arbor. Sad, sad for my alma mater. I went to law school there. At least they've lost with dignity. Not losing without any dignity is sad. Let's send them some relief factor. 1995 gets you on the relieffactor.com train. 1995 gets you going. Give me a call. This may not be popular, but it's true. The antitrust lawsuit against Facebook. Stupid, stupid, stupid. 1-800-520-1234. Connects you to Hugh Hewitt.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
This song is so appropriate for this year.
From now on, our troubles will be miles away.
Because of the next verse.
Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days.
Cut off from family and friends, as in the days when we struck out for the frontier.
Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more.
Not this year, they don't. Look, the reason I'm playing this is to let you know, you don't have to be together to love each. You just do your Zoom, do your Christmas Zoom. People are used to it. Next year, it'll be fine. The vaccine is rolling out. Operation Warp Speed is working. I'm talking about Operation Destroy Facebook, launched by the FTC. One Republican, two Democrats launched this. Just showboating. And 48 Attorney General. My friend Dick writes, state AGs need to tell us how many have retained plaintiff's lawyers to prosecute these cases. That's what's really going on. This is a bonanza. When state attorney generals start hiring plaintiff's lawyers to sue private companies, they're just looking for money, like the tobacco lawsuits. They just want to shake down Facebook. You know, the one time I had dinner with Mark Zuckerberg, I asked him why he'd settled once with the FTC, and he said, it just wasn't that much money, and, you know, wasn't that big of a deal. I said, you know, it just says that you're fair game. I told him, this is just vulture time. These people always go where the money is to get some of the money. It's just, it's shakedown. It's blackmail. It has no national security purpose. It does not issue the privacy thing. It's a shakedown cruise by showboaters. It's a terrible, terrible idea. And yes, they will have fired. You know, if you're a good reporter out there, go find the names on the complaint and find out how many have private attorney generals, plaintiff's lawyers involved. upfronting the money. They've gone and they persuaded attorney generals to hire them. They'll go take care of Facebook and they'll bring back bags of gold and they'll keep 40%. That's what's going on. Tim in Phoenix, Arizona. How are you, Tim? You're on the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Good, Hugh. Thanks for taking my call. I'm no lawyer. I'll leave that to you, but I do think one of the negatives elements of Facebook and the rest of them is all the censorship we've seen in the last 60 days. And I just think that buying up competition promotes censoring the other guys that wouldn't censor our content. So,
okay, Tim, I understand your complaint. That's why Parler exists. And I've set up an account on Parler, and there's a migration from Twitter to Parler. But here's the deal. What these attorney generals and FTC are doing has nothing to do with censorship. It has to do with monopoly power, and like the railroads, got nothing to do with censorship. And so right, even if you're mad at them, breaking them up will not change. They'll be left with Instagram, which will censor, and Facebook, which will censor, and censorship will spread as opposed to being in one place where you can regulate it. That's why, if you're concerned about censorship, the last thing you want to do is to drop the mercury on the table and shatter into 20 different places that censor. It does not promote competition. Parler promotes competition. Thank you, Tim. Jason in Fort Worth, Texas. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, you. The last caller, Article 230, that's where they're going with the, I think what the FTC trying to pursue, because Facebook,
Jason, that has not got anything to do with this. Article 230 is a congressional action that has to be included either in the Defense Authorization Act or in standalone legislation. It's got nothing to do with this. That's one of the, there are many complaints against big tech. My biggest complaint is that they collect data on me and I don't even know it, and they collect data on children, and that makes me profoundly upset. And they don't share their national security information willingly, like Apple doesn't unlock iPhones when terrorists in San Bernardino. There are lots of things wrong with them, but it's got nothing to do. That's like saying if you've got a cancer in the elbow, cutting off your leg. All right. That just doesn't make any sense. So 230's got nothing to do with it, Jason.
There's more than one way to take down a house of cards.
We don't want to take down the company. Even the people bringing this lawsuit don't want to take down the company. They want to shake down the company, not take down. And that doesn't do anything for Section 230. That what they're doing is they're riding a wave of legitimate complaints about the last election and the election before that. And they're attacking Facebook because Democrats hate Facebook more than they hate anything else because of the election of 2016. It's all political. It should have nothing to do. I think it's unconstitutional, actually. But I'm sure Zuckerberg has hired the best lawyers. But I think it's unconstitutional government action that singles them out for speech. That's what I think it is. But I'll talk about it more in the next hour of the Hugh Hewitt Show. Stay tuned. Hi, Hugh Hewitt for ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain and you want out of pain, well, you need to talk to the people that get it done. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of ReliefFactor.com. They tell me that sometimes whole families can be helped when one member of the family gets out of pain. For example, finally, a married couple gets to sleep through the night again when one isn't tossing and turning with a terrible back. That's why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, so you can find out if those people are you. For about $1 a day, you can see if you can get out of pain, and after that, lessen the cost of a cup of coffee a week to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, even everyday living can create discomfort, pain. You don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your wife, your husband, your family, your friends. They miss the old you, too. 3-week quick start at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384.